You're listening to SBS News.
Together, the Australian women's national softball team, the Aussie Spirit, walk on country, cheering each other on as they learn how to throw a boomerang. Ambassador Janice Blackman, a Gubbi Gubbi and Budjula woman, stands among them.
Being able to share this amongst the girls, I never realised how interested they really were. And that's not a bad thing in any sort of way. I'm more of an introverted person when I'm in the team, so I'm really sticking to myself. I'm really by myself quite a bit, and I like it like that. That's the way I am. And so being able to share that, the girls got to see a different side of me, and I got to see a different side of the girls. So it was a beautiful moment. It was a beautiful moment.
She explains why she was keen to be an ambassador for the Australian Institute of Sport's Sherry Yarn program.
Being acknowledged around, you know, the reason why I play for Australia and the motivation and the strength behind why I play for Australia and the way I play and how I train, it all comes back to our mob and the way we were raised and our history. So being able to educate people on that would be just amazing.
14 First Nations and non-Indigenous athletes from 11 different sports have been selected as ambassadors for the program. Among them are football star Kaya Simon from Anewan and Biripi heritage, the first Indigenous Australian to score at a FIFA World Cup, and Paralympian athletics medal winner Brad Scott. Blackman says they hope to educate and inspire other Australians.
This is a massive step forward in sport, being able to connect these guys who are playing for Australia and are part of any Australian squad to understand where Australia has come from and the history Australia has come through, you know. And then after they actually learn about that kind of stuff, I think that starts to empower people a little bit more.
Sharing a yarn, telling a story, having a chat is a meaningful way to make change, says Ms. Blackman.
The best thing about our mob, when we do share knowledge or when we do actually start to have teach education, we don't talk at people. We do it by storytelling, or we do it by having open discussions and just sitting around having a yarn, pretty much. And that is the most comfortable way I think you can educate someone, and the most comfortable way people can start to ask questions.
Program organiser Ryan Bird says the program was created with the hope that athletes would take their teachings further into the community.
It's pretty much aiming to provide Australian elite athletes with really meaningful opportunities to connect with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and build those relationships. And with the hope that then they'll go and we can provide some platforms for them to advocate some of these learnings from community with the wider Australian community in their own sport.
In the second year, the program is offered to anyone from professional athletes to school kids. Ms. Bird says sport plays a powerful role in reconciliation.
By being able to have athlete ambassadors who have an increased knowledge of traditional owners of Australia, their land, their history and their culture, we've immediately got these role models for cultural awareness and inclusivity within sport.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.